Hey everyone. Last week in the lab, had two highlights. One was that we got to write the so-called rejoinder for a grant proposal. We submitted a proposal for a project on young people's life after fatal domestic violence. That was back in February. And three reviewers have now read it and made comments. And we got to respond to those, and that's what's called a rejoinder. Now, the good news is that, well, I think we could have addressed all their questions. I hope so, at least. The bad news, or non-news, is that it doesn't really predict whether we get the grant. Fingers crossed, we'll find out in November. And the other highlight actually were a couple of thought-provoking conversations. Mostly the expression, we don't want to re-traumatize children. And that's what I've heard a number of times when people consider having conversations about potentially shocking events children may be exposed to. And well, for me, first of all, talking with children in a safe environment is absolutely different from children being in a traumatic event. And the second thing is that there seems to be quite a bit of avoidance of talking about bad things and yet leaving them unspoken. And I agree that we should, of course, not, you know, use scary words, maybe not use the word trauma as such, or very graphic descriptions. But it is important that children feel free to share anything that has been upsetting them or things that they're afraid about. And if we avoid the topic, we also give them a signal that these things are not to be talked about. And it has been on my mind in these conversations. I haven't had a full answer yet, so I'd like to dive in a bit more. And I would like to give it more attention. So I'm wondering how to do that. But for now, have a good weekend.